You have one of those messages.
John, how's it going, man? I really appreciate you asking me to do sound design for you on a show, and I would love to, but the dance card got kind of full.
Translating to Australian.
Bigger J, what's going on, mate? Sorry I've been inaccessible more recently, but I kind of threw a little too many shrimps on the barbie this month, and it looks like I'm not going to be able to handle another sound design project. Sorry about that, mate. But seriously, I'll see you on the land down and try me again next month.
I have got to replace that thing.
Oh, and I can't soundscape well enough for the pilot I want to do, but I don't want to just skip a month and risk getting rusty. I know. I'll make a deliberately shitty pilot that'll never make it into prime time. Scene 1. Exterior. Stupid place that sucks. Hey.
You know, I was in your position once. It didn't exactly go as planned.
What?
Well, I played someone who did on TV. When they showed the producers on television.
Wonka's ghost! Sorry, left out a word. Great Wonka's ghost! You're Gene Wilder's ghost!
Nice save. What? Never mind. You know what'll probably happen if you go through with this, right?
Well, I know what you're talking about, but I only read the synopsis on Wikipedia, so it carries no emotional weight. Sorry. And besides, if I fail at failing like your character did, then I'll finally get into prime time.
Well, if you think that's okay, then you're probably going to fail at failing to fail.
And be able to make my intended pilot.
But now you say that. Oh god, I know where this is going. I do not want to find out what ghost headaches feel like. Just, please don't glorify the Natties in this one.
Of course not. They're basically back now.
Not going to ask. I am not going to ask.
Then just leave before you ask.
Oh yeah. Welp.
It's time for the show everyone will want to tell their friends about, Cat Penises Are Nifty! Starring our hero, Shitty Jim!
Wait, shit, am I supposed to say something?
And Jim's lovable sidekick, Clipping Tim! And Jim's lovable sidekick, Non-Clipping Bim!
Spontaneous bodily explosions in the sun god Ra's way of saying something or other.
We join our heroes in the midst of bright, destroyingly exciting happenings.
So, what do you want to do?
I don't know, what do you want to do?
I don't know, what do you want to...
Wait, I just remembered the time my grand-great-father told me about the fabled Lost Gardens of Splangvlanjo. Maybe we could go on a long, arduous journey to...
Isn't that them over there?
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, in the secret underground fortress of the Society of Unfathomably Evil Overlords, I mean seriously, just the absolute worst. And now, back to our heroes.
That many panda spleens, so that idea's out. Oh, how about we look for the 1,000 crystals of Vimbulap?
I've had this in my pocket since this morning. I found it under my foreskin. Is this one of them?
Maybe. Let's go ask the all-knowing all-knower.
Wait, if he knows everything, why don't we visit him all the time?
Later.
Oh, yeah.
Why are those anuses looking at me?
Oh, and why do they have eyes? Okay, your turn.
Oh, God, that stuff should not be coming out of those pink...
Later.
Well, that settles it. We're heading off in search of the other crystals.
So, do we get a wish or fulfill a prophecy or something if we find them all?
Hell if I know. All I know is it'll be a lengthy quest with no satisfying conclusion in the even remotely near future. No siree!
Some sound effects and music from ZapSplash.com.